Are you on dating apps? Have you ever found yourself in love with a ghost? Now, before you think, of course not, I'm not talking about the Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore style ghost romance. I'm talking about the fantasy you may have when you see someone's profile. Now, they've got a picture of themselves, maybe with a dog, and you've imagined them being this animal lover and going on dates to the dog park and then maybe heading to a cafe or a bar to grab a drink afterwards. And before you know it, you have pictured your whole white picket fence fantasy with this person. You might even be practicing how to spell their last name if they've included it in their profile. Now, it's this imagined relationship that researcher at Western Sydney University, Lisa Portolan, calls a ghost. And to find out more about how widespread they are, we have got Lisa on the show with us. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, Lisa, can you explain a bit about what this concept of a ghost on dating apps is?
Sure. Look, I think that any type of intimacy really requires a bit of the imagination and a bit of fantasy. You know, even if you were to meet someone in a face-to-face environment, there's a lot of fantasizing that sort of goes into it outside of the periods when you're actually face-to-face, where you're imagining what the future might look like or you're imagining particular character traits that that person might have. So I think it happens a little bit more on dating apps than within that online environment, because it is a liminal space that sort of allows you to do that imagining and fantasizing. So, you know, when you match with someone, you've got limited information about them. You know, you might have 5 or 6 different images that you can scroll through. You've got a bio, and then you sort of have to put the picture together of what they're going to be like and what their life is like. And then obviously start the direct messaging chat, and that sort of feeds into it as well. So slowly you're building up this image of what this potential person is and, you know, what your relationship with them could be like.
What are the pros and cons of letting your imagination run wild in this situation?
Look, I think you could certainly jump to a lot of different cons around this in terms of, you know, the ghost or the fantasy that you build up of someone could be completely different to the face-to-face person that you meet in real life, you know. So when you're finally sitting from across from them and thinking, who exactly is this person? They are not what I imagined whatsoever. So there's the letdown factor. And also there can also be, you know, a bit of danger around it too, in terms of, you know, fantasizing about someone who might completely not exist in that sort of format, right? That said, I mean, you know, imagine, love does require imagination. And I think you need to think about, you know, all of these great love affairs that sort of happened hundreds of years ago and that we all think about. You know, on many of those occasions, those people were separated by time and space, and what they had to do was write letters or communicate in mediated formats. And so the internet sort of mimics that sort of element in terms of, you know, it is a mediated format, and it allows you to imagine that person. So to some degree, it could also be exciting and fun and, yes, overall a little bit of fun too.
Yeah, so it sounds like we need a balance of imagination. Yes. We need to kind of let it go a little way, but not the full way. Do you think that the sheer volume of people that we can access now via our apps has indulged our fantasy? Like, we kind of let it go wild because, well, if this person's not the right next one, I am going to find someone who does tick all those fantasy boxes.
Yeah, I think that totally is the case. So obviously, you know, 50 or 100 years ago, you might have had access to people that were directly within your circle. You know, they were friends of friends. They might have been people that you worked with, et cetera. And, you know, dating apps really provide us with the opportunity to make contact with people that are all over the place and that you would never have made contact with previously, you know. So certainly it opens up the spectrum of different potential partners, hookups, intimacies, etc. I do think that, you know, people sort of get stuck in what's called an infinite swipe. There's an actual terminology around it where they fall into this loop where they're consistently swiping because there's so many options available online. And so they sort of fantasize about what each of them can be, but just keep moving it along. And it becomes sort of game-like in its approach. So certainly I think that you can fall into an infinite swipe and start fantasizing about all these different potentials without actually remembering why you're there, which is, you know, to find an intimacy, to find love, to find a hookup, whatever it might be. So I think you need to constantly be reminding yourself of that purpose as foremost.
And in your, I mean, I'm guessing you have exposure or experience to a lot of information about all the different apps. Are some of the apps better than others for finding love?
Oh, look, I think that's a really difficult question because all of the apps have a different flavour. And so, you know, different people like them for different reasons. And, you know, people define intimacy in different ways. And they might be, or some people might be on the love, on the apps to find, you know, long-lasting love or relationship, a marriage, whatever it might be. Others might be there for a hookup or an intimacy of some other sort. So, you know, there's all different relationships and forms of intimacy. So it really depends on what you're looking for. And it also depends on, you know, you making sure that you articulate that up front and that you're clear in what you're after. So, you know, I could say, you know, Tinder or Bumble or Hinge or there's a hot, I'm not sure if you've heard of the app called Happn, which is where you've actually gone past or met this person in real life. So it's actually based on your geography and whose paths you've crossed. And it sort of functions on this concept of destiny that you would have passed, crossed their path, you know, in the last 24 hours or so, and then it matches you with this person. So, you know, there's a whole heap of them out there at the moment. So I wouldn't say that any of them are more or less likely to be the location for you to find love. It's just about which one you prefer, you know, which infrastructure you prefer dealing with, et cetera.
Lisa, you are a wealth of knowledge in this space. I wish I could talk to you more. And I bet among your friends, you are like almost the Dr. Phil of dating apps. For them.
Indeed. That's totally true.
Look, thank you so much for joining us this morning and all the best with your research ongoing.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Bye.